Thank you for welcoming me back. By now, our brothers and sisters, Rabbi Kal and all that are with him are en route to Jerusalem, the capital city of gold, the city of our God. We have a double portion this Shabbat, and next slide, brother. I have prepared some slides for you, but I edited it to be white. The color would be white, but it turned out black, so I don't know how. So please bear with me. Next slide, brother. Okay, so we have a double portion this Shabbat. And the parasha starts from Leviticus chapter 25 to the end of the book of Vayikra, chapter 27. Next week's Torah portion will be starting from the book of Numbers, that would be Bamidbar. Before we start, let me give the blessing for our study this morning. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei haTorah. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us with His commandments and commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of your Torah. Amen. Behar, which is the first part of our portion, means in the mountain. That is coming from the first words of the parasha when the Lord spoke unto Moses in Mount Sinai. Behar deals with the biblical laws concerning the requirement of the land to take a Sabbath rest, teaching us also that as God sanctified His people, He also sanctified the land to be holy unto Him. Bekukutai, which is the double portion, meaning in my statutes. That is taken from the opening lines of Leviticus chapter 26 when it says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. That was the first words that we have read in the Torah portion a while back. This portion of the book of Leviticus narrates to us that God, in His infinite mercy and grace, gives several promises to the people. Among those are rain, fruitfulness, peace, prosperity, security, safety, as well as victory over our enemies. These promises, however, are conditional in nature. So it depends upon the people's obedience to the commandments. The word if is in the command. So it is just but a tiny word, but its significance is very immense. Let's go back to our Torah portion. So open your Bibles again to Leviticus chapter 26. So if we go there, we read verses 2 and 3. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Adonai. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out. Now, we know that God's promises are true, right? But sometimes, in the daily grind of our lives, we become disappointed. So if we don't see them in our lives, and even also to others, so we say, where is God's hand? Speaking to people, we expect to see. We should expect to see the hand of God in our lives. We expect to see it also to other people. But where is it? God's hand is not moving, and we become disappointed. In the next slide, There was a father who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn the lesson of discernment. So he sent them each on a quest in turn to go and look at a pear tree at a great distance away. The first son went in winter, the second in the spring, the third in the summer, and the youngest in the fall. When they had all gone and come back, he called them all together to describe what they have seen. The first son said that the tree was ugly, bent and twisted. The second son said, "No, it was covered with green buds, full of promise." The third son disagreed. He said, "It was laden with blossoms that smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful. And it was the most graceful thing I have ever seen." The last son disagreed with all of them. He said, "It was ripe and drooping with heavy fruits, full of life and fulfillment." The father then explained to his sons that they were all right, because they had each seen but only one season in the life of the tree. He told them that we cannot generalize a tree or a person by only one season. The essence of who we are, the pleasure, the joy, the love that came from life, can only be measured at the end, when all seasons are up. The next slide says, if you give up when it's winter, then you will miss the promise of the spring, the beauty of your summer, and the fulfillment of autumn. For anyone feeling the strain to keep up with everyone else, is patience a thing in the past for you? Let us slow down and smell the roses and appreciate the lessons from the unexpected setbacks that life throws at you, throws at me, at us, in our congregation. God knows that it will lead you to something that's even better than what you have ever expected to be. Next slide says, don't let the pain of one season destroy the joy of all the rest. Some of the best things in life are always worth with hard work and wait. Some things just, the next slide says, some things just take time, each to its own season. Jumping in these conclusions, the next slide is very familiar to all of us. It's the dreidel. This toy, this kids play this time, always at Hanukkah, right? And many of you might know the story of its origins, how it came about, why did they play it, and just Google it and you know how it came to be. But let me tell you a life lesson that we can learn from this toy. It focuses on the Torah, that it points us to the Messiah. How can that be? Next slide says, first let us define the letters. Gimel. So Gimel, I'll tell you how the game works. Gimel, so if you twist the dreidel when Gimel is lying, when you face Gimel, it means that you get the whole pot, You get the whole money in it. So it came from gants, from the word gants. It means whole or everything. The other one, hay, means half the pot. So from halb or half of the whole money. And then nun, you get nothing. So none, nun, right? Nothing. It's from nit. Shin means you have to put in or you have to pay. It's from the word shtel arayim, or put in. These four sides of the Hebrew letters representing the dreidel, it represents also four sides of our being. Depending where you are at right now, depending on where am I right now, at a given point of my life, at a given point of your life. We have all our gimel days, right? Gimel, good days. We have our hey days. Pretty good, not bad, not even good, right? So it's half-half. We have our none days, nothing days. Nothing really is happening, right? And we have our shin days, like really, really bad days. You're giving everything. You're losing everything. But each one of these represents one face of the dreidel. Each face represents a single perspective of the whole dreidel because it has four sides. Now, these Hebrew letters also spell out something. Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin. Nes, Gadol, Haya, Sham. Right? We all know that. The English translation means a great miracle happened there. Others, they change the Shin to Po, which is a great miracle happened here. Take note that in the dreidel, next slide, the gimel is always at the opposite of shin. So whatever letter we seem to be in our life, whatever season we are in, when we get up in the morning and spin our dreidels, whatever letter we land on, this dreidel, whatever letter it will face, we have to remember that miracles happen here. Whatever face your day goes, miracles happen there. A miracle can happen to you. Genesis chapter 45. Let's go there. Next slide. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 10 to 11, what can we see there? The last time I spoke in January, I spoke about this particular verse. What can we find? The letters of the dreidel. Genesis 45, verse 10 to 11. You shall live in the land of Goshen. Gimel, Shin, Haya, Nun. Goshen. Goshna. The Lord said, you shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be what? Near me, and there I will provide for you. What a great promise. Hidden in the dreidel, hidden in the spins of life, are promises of redemption. Within your shin days, there is always a seed of promise on the other side. In the least likely places or situation, that's when miracles happen. Here's another miracle. Next slide. Mashiach. The numerical value of Goshna, Gimel, Shin, Hai, Nun, goes to 358. Gimel is 3, Shin is 300, He is 5, Nun is 50, equals 358. Mashiach is 358 too. Mem is 40, Shin is 300, Yod is 10, Ket is 8. 358. In Goshen, there is the Messiah. What does this show us? Every facet of our life is divinely purposed by the Messiah. Our life is a tapestry of how God made you to be. That is why we say there is a miracle that happened here. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. If we are in the Messiah, we are a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. And He is faithful to accomplish this miracle in our life. Even though sometimes we suffer because of our choices, because of our sinful mistakes, sometimes we sit down on a not good, bad, horrible, terrible, awful kind of days, we think maybe we did something wrong. That's why we are in this kind of situation right now. Maybe I'm being punished by God. No. This is one of the days where God is molding you. These are the days where you are growing to maturity. It is useless to speculate what is fair or unfair in this world. In whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, it is our comfort that God knows where you are. God knows where you are right now. Even Joseph saw God's purpose woven in the tangled threads of his story. And this is where faith is tested at the same time. At the same time, it is strengthened. So don't lose hope. Your trials may be trying. God is strengthening you up. God uses trials and also victories in life to develop the character that is necessary for us to fulfill our God-given destiny. Adonai, in His grace and mercy, reminds us to keep His Shabbats, to reverence His sanctuary. God has given us His Moedims to remind us of His covenant promises of a relationship with Him, sanctified, set apart for Him. So next slide will show us as many of the blessings begins, right? So the blessing that it says, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, who sanctified us with His commandments and commanded us. What is the purpose of the commandments of God? For us to be sanctified to Him. Right? When God arranged His covenant promises, He is teaching us that He is in control of time and its outcome. The passing years of our existence are not random or uncontrolled events. It is transcribed by a loving and merciful God who has good plans and who is bringing about His will for our benefit and for His glory. In our seasons of life, it is necessary to regularly affirm that God is in control. He is working out His plan right on schedule. He also wanted us to know the scope of His time works in the cycle of sevens, as we have seen in our Torah portion. 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 years. The number seven throughout scriptures is viewed as a symbol of completeness, of fullness, of perfection. And what is perfect? Next slide. The law of the Lord is perfect. Right? The Sabbath, for instance, is to be a reminder for us that God has plans for us in the right way. That we will have joy. That we will have shalom. Constantly focusing us and our attention upon the coming day when the final Shabbat is ushered in. A time of eternal rest and joy. A time of unending, unhindered fellowship and communion with our Master and Lord. We foil the picture of these blessings and promises because of our disobedience. We have negated the truth that God intends us to learn in His Torah. In the Brit Kadashah, Yeshua emphasized, in order to follow the will of God, we need to change our hearts, our treatment of our fellow believers, our neighbor, with a heart of love. Torah obedience requires an enduring faith in the God of this book. By living out what our Father has commanded us to do, when to do it. Then it says, you do my commandments, then I will bless you. That's a double blessing. This is Torah. It upholds the issues of our faith. It shows who your Master is. It shows who your God is. It marks our citizenship in the covenant. If we say that we are citizens of that celestial city of Zion, the fruits of the Spirit should be plainly evident in our lives. Right? Next slide will say, what? There should be love. There should be joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. We should be walking in the newness of life, not desirous of vain glory, not wishing for the esteem and applause of men, not provoking or envying one another, but instead seeking the abundance of the fruits of the Spirit through Yeshua the Messiah, who made the miracle in this dreidel, who made the miracle in your dreidel. God promises that as a true father, He will discipline those whom He loves, not allowing them to walk their own way or despising the covenant of which they are a part of. We see the greatness of our God in His faithfulness and His willingness to forgive. The blessings of the covenant comes only when there is obedience to His commandments. God has graciously given us the means by which we constantly are set apart for Him, sanctified for Him. Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments. He is faithful to the covenant because of who He is. It is His character because He is Adonai. He cannot deny His covenant promises. He cannot deny the promises He made in this book. He cannot deny Himself. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Next slide. So everyone will see. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. This is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, even though we don't have faith in him, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Powerful words. Leviticus 26, let's go back in there. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1 to 13. Next slide will enumerate the blessings of the covenant. He will provide rain, provide food, give peace, protect from wild animals, multiply the population, protect from enemies. There would be victory in the battle. God's sanctuary is placed among the people. God's spirit will not reject the people. And God would walk away his people, making his presence known. The next slide. Tonight is the 48th day of counting the Omer. So it's there. It would be the 48th day tonight. It is a time that is associated with the ascension of Yeshua and is now sitting on his throne at the right hand of the Father. He said, it is good for him to leave so that the Ruach, the Comforter, would be given in John chapter 16, verse 7. We, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, with the presence of the Ruach, we will have the power that carries us with the Lord during trials of this life. The list of blessings in Leviticus 26 is summed up in the covenant phrase when he says, I will be a God to you, and you will be my people. Nothing could be a greater blessing than to have God in our midst. And this is what Bet Shekinah means, right? House of his presence. This is the goal of his covenant, that his presence is in us, in our hearts, in our midst, in our families, in our congregation. I will put my law in your hearts. God is full of grace and faithfulness. He will always find a way to fulfill his covenants and his words. God's words are faithful, even if we don't understand all of them. But I know that they can be trusted. For God's word cannot contradict each other. Scriptures cannot contradict scriptures. Yeshua also cautions us to maintain a sure foundation. Next slide will be our next verse. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. You can open there. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and the earth will pass away, not the smallest yod or tog shall pass from the law until all is accomplished. This validates the Torah and its importance in our lives. The Torah is important in the believer's life. That is why we need to read this book. It contains all His promises, all His covenants. This caught my eye early this morning. It's an insert to the bulletin. When it says, study to learn and learn to do. Study to learn and learn to do. God does not need admirers. He wants participants. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For as many as are the promises of God, in Him they are yes. Therefore, also through Him is our Amen to the glory of God through us. Now He who establishes us with you in the Messiah and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Ruach in our hearts as a pledge. But I call God as witness to my soul. In Him they are yes and amen. The next slide will give us a little bit of glimpse of what amen is. Amen has a special meaning, and that is actually an acronym of these words. El Melech Ne'eman. El Melech Ne'eman. This translates, God is a faithful king. Amen? God is a faithful king. Take the words, take the first letters of El Melech Ne'eman, and it will say, Amen. God is true and trustworthy. Amen? Amen? Amen. The same root word in Amen, we get the word Emunah, a word for trust or faith. This means that whatever God promises in all of the scriptures is absolutely trustworthy and it will come to pass because He is a faithful king. We can have absolute confidence in these words. He will find a way to fulfill His words in you. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 12. Let's open there. Isaiah 55, 8 to 12. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain, the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bare and sprout, furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty or void, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Wow. Is there anything in our life that we believe is too hard for God? Is there anything in your life that you say it's too hard for God to do? Nothing is difficult for Him. May we continue trusting and having emunah in His promises. God is only waiting for you to call on Him. Second Chronicles 16 verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. Is your heart completely His? Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Behold, I am Adonai, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that even in our situation, I know that it is not too hard for you. Please help us to stay loyal in our hearts to you, trusting and hoping in your mercy and faithfulness. Please, Lord, reveal to us your holy presence, your promises over our life. May your truth always prevail and show us breakthroughs in our life. In the mighty name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen.